And I look the odd.
No, be a little bit more trickier with it. A little bit more witty. How about looking at the next word, next sentence? Over there, there are some other words with several meanings, right? Which one correspond? Could be the meaning. Because if one word has a meaning, and in going on, we don't find any parallel to it. For example, if he's not talking about the beauty of Joseph, he's talking about the politics of Joseph when he was organizing the Egyptians for that big threat, right? He's talking over there. So in the words over there, we don't give a lot of way to the beauty of Joseph. We do more to be an instrument of God doing it, because he's doing a duty, right? Over there, we could have a spotlight on main subject. This is why I always try to explain, where were we? How did we get there? Let's go back. See them all together. When he's talking about, for example, in this story that we are reading, he's talking about form and essence, right? He started with it. So whatever he uses, it should help us in the line of understanding form and the essence. Therefore, here, if he talked about the name again, we think about the form and the essence of name. The form is a tube, is a cylinder, is a connecting pipe, is something hollow. The essence is musical instrument, is this, the vocal instrument, is a dervish, a fellow who is pouring the idea out, all of that, right? We could put way upon some of those meanings, but do not dismiss it. You know why? Because later you will come back to this text with a different set of questions, different set of problems you want to think about, and it will talk to you. Each time you review this book, it will talk more. You will find more stuff in it. That I could promise you. I'm doing it over 60 years. And honestly, I still enjoy it because I find new stuff in it. So do not dismiss it. If there is a very faint pointing towards something, have it in mind. It's there. Because at the end of the day, this is not a formula. This is not a mathematical stuff which should be remembered exactly as it is. There is no such a thing. Remember? Right at the beginning he said, I'm writing this book for you to find your way. Your way. This will help. Because I will show you a lot of stuff that you should avoid, first of all. And I could point to the general direction. That's what it is. Because how could I tell you what to do? First of all, should I? Let's say I'm the prophet. Okay. I'm the prophet. And I know what you should do. Should I tell you? Even then, no. If he tells me, say it, I will say it. That's something else. But me as a prophet, I know something. I will not tell it to you. Why?
Because of responsibility.
Let's go back.
Because you're not ready.
Go to book one. Go to the first story. Remember the Hakim? Who understood all the symptoms, but he didn't say to the king. Just a little bit later, two paragraphs later, in the third paragraph, which is the real match of the king, Hakim will not say it. Because it will violate your choice. I will say it because I'm prophet, you will do it. It's not your deed. You are not responsible. That's not what we are talking about. Remember, it starts with responsibility. Therefore, they don't order you. They help you, yes. But at the end of the day, it's you. And your deeds. Remember, it's not your thought. Your deeds count. Remember the verse? The Kauras Kaukris at that John. Third paragraph. Works comes from work. The only thing that works is work. Not thinking, not daydreaming. A lot of couch potatoes, they have very nice dreams. That's not what we're talking about. Because your dreams are yours. Remember, we were talking about we. You are a part of we by your deeds, right? So step by step, you have to do it. That was the third question.
It's hard to answer.
Back to where we were, yes?
Turn on the network with their waiting and they would just swim inside.
Aha. I forgot about it, sorry. Yes, you missed a lot. No, but if that project goes on and you sit down together and you talk, you will bring all these up, because that's a very good thing to do. Because at the end of the day, remember, this is not the passive style. This is an active style. This is a path you should walk, not this is a path you should know. This is not a way to know. This is a path to walk. So you could walk through it. Yes, what was your question?
I have a question about line 179.
Yes.
It says man's original food is the light of God. Animal food is improper for him.
Yep.
And I understand that refers also to the Quran. But to me, that seems like a really important line.
Mm-hmm.
And when you covered it, I remember you saying that pertains to some people, a few individuals, but not. Well, that's what I heard you say. That pertains to special individuals or a few individuals. And I just wondered about that line. I mean, it just seems like it's a very powerful line.
But in case.
Yeah.
I don't remember what nonsense I said.
Okay.
I tried to say another nonsense.
Okay.
Maybe this will help.
Thank you.
Let's see, where is that talking coming from? He started, the paragraph is the jealousy of everybody towards that special stuff, right? We're talking about the special stuff, which is the essence, right? Everybody is jealous towards that, the essence. He started the story and let go of the story and started to talk some logic. Let's look at the logic. In the first page, he started to say, listen, first of all, we believe in point of view, not the knowledge. Go back to 10:47. That which matters belongs to the knower. This knower is RF. And the translation is not that good, but it is like this, that do you want to know what the job is? The real job is the job of the RF. RF is looking for the outcome of the first seed. See the explanation that this is what it is. Everything is going on and on and on and on. There is one point of view that the first seed that beloved planted, that is. The rest are the helping hands and the organizing the stuff. That seed should come out. He will look there. Means what? He was talking about not being cross-eyed. Remember being cross-eyed? Where we brought it in?
Yeah,
when we were talking about the jealousy. two Jews, right? The first King Jew was the jealous. The second one was a narcissist. Remember them both, right? Here he will say, RF should not have that crossed eyes. Means for RF, there could not be me and the rest of the universe. That silly illusion of the intelligence. He is cured. Therefore, he will see only one thing going on. Do you remember we talked about this? When I look at the universe, I see only one thing going on to me, personally. I have read a lot, and my field is so mixed up, confused. It goes from mathematics to cybernetics to, architecture, poetry. All of it, all around, with so many different... But at the end of the day, what's going on really? Out of this planet, honestly, we don't know. We know it's a process, and on this planet, something is happening. We call it life. What is it? I don't know. I haven't found anyone to really explain it. It's a quality with some special power of intelligence to try to defy the death, to try not to die, right? This is the life. Okay. There are so many kind of living creatures here around, so many stuff. What's happening? The only thing I notice is the expansion of awareness. In a way, I believe I even told you that. I firmly believe that this is the moment that finally Earth could look at itself and recognize itself with the help of us and Hubble and all this stuff. We know more. So consciousness is expanding, right? The outcome of this thought, this point of view is, the main stuff is expansion of consciousness in every level, because this is what is planted here. This is what is growing. I'm looking at the agricultural land and I see all the seeds coming up. See, this is it. So I find my way. Night gives birth to what? To nothing else but what is in it. It's pregnant of something. Night is our ignorance, remember? Ignorance is pregnant. And we give birth to something. That something is the force that is doing everything. Because to me, the first seed is perfect. Because it is cultivated right at the beginning. Remember the difference between the looking at this universe, believing it's a chaos, or we believe that it's in order. Something put it in order. So this is not a blind happening to us. We believe that there is a force behind it. Why do I believe that? Because I will see that not only now, 60 million years ago, what's happening? The consciousness is growing. Understanding becomes available. When the first creature walks out of the water, and we'll understand that you could breathe, you could walk. What's happening? More we know, more we know. We know more and more. That's what it is. Two part of knowledge, both together. Knowing what's going on and knowing who am I? Why am I here? Why did they put me here? when I understand that every movement